The Mishnah tells us on Shabbos, Daf Mem Beis Mid Aleph, Ha'ilfas v'akedera shavirun miroyshin. If you have a pot that was taken off of the fire, lo yitain l'seichet tavlin, you're not allowed to put spices in it. Avanoisin hu l'seichet ka'ara l'seichet tamchoy. You can put the spices into a plate or into a serving dish. What's the difference between the ilfas, the kedera, the pot, which you're not allowed to put spices into it, and the plate or the serving dish where one is allowed to put spices into it? So the Rashi explains that it's because the pot was originally on the fire. That's what's known as a kli rishon. The pot that was on the fire, even after it's been removed from the fire, we'll explain, we're going to presume that that's considered to be a kli rishon, but it refers to the pot that was on the fire, had initial contact with the fire. So that, if a person places spices in that pot, so that's, then a person is over on bishul, assuming the spices have not been cooked. But in the serving plate, or in a personal plate, the ka'aro, the tamchoy, there one is allowed to place spices, because, Rashi explains, that's a klisheni, and klisheni eino mevashel. That's the rule that the Gemara tells us over here in Mebeza Medal. If the Gemara is going to reiterate it a few blot earlier, infer that from a certain maisa that occurred, that also that klisheni eino mevashel. That's the general rule. If it's a kli that was a secondary kli, meaning it was not the pot that was on the fire, it was a pot that was never on the fire. It's the pot that the food comes into after or from the pot that was on the fire. That's referred to as a klisheni. Klisheni eino mevashel. Can't violate bishul by placing an item in a klisheni, only in a kli rishon, a pot that either is on the fire or was on the fire. Taisus over there quotes three opinions. What about iroi kli rishon? If you've learned your day, you're familiar with that, but that means I poured out of the kli rishon. It hasn't yet reached the kli sheni, but it's coming from a kli rishon. So it's yatz michlau kli rishon, kli sheni, lichlau kli sheni lobo. So how do we classify iroi kli rishon, pouring out of a kli rishon? So Taisus, Masechta Shabbos, and elsewhere in Shas, quotes a three-way machlekes harishayim about this issue. Rabbeinu Shmuel, maybe raya the iroi kikli sheni. He brought a raya that iroi is kikli sheni because we paskin tatoa gobar. If you have two items that come in contact with one another, one is hot and the other isn't. So the Gemara explains that if the bottom one is hot, then the two will become cooked together. If the upper one is hot, then the two will not become cooked together. It's machlekes throughout the Shas. Iloi gavar or tatoi gavar. Two items come in contact with each other. One is hot, the other isn't. Which one prevails? So the Gemara assumes that if it's the bottom one is hot, then the two become cooked. So you see that it's the bottom item which is what determines whether or not the two items get cooked together, not the one on top. And iroi kli rishon is always coming from on top. So you see, iroi is kiklisheni, iroi is not mevashel. L'ri nira, the re proves from the Gemara Masech Lezvachim, that iroi is kiklirishin. Because the Gemara says, if you cook a carbon in kalim, so you have to kasher the kalim. And not only do you have to kasher the kalim if you cook the carbon directly in the kli, but if you poured from the carbon into the kli, even though the kli was not on the fire, it was a klisheni, that it also requires kashering. So you see that the iroi is kiklirishin. And therefore, if you pour it from the carbon into the kli, it also has to be kosher. Now, we could have distinguished between koshering versus cooking. Those two things don't necessarily have to go together, but that's the assumption of the Ri, is that if it requires koshering to remove the bliya, it should also be considered bishul. And then Tosis has a third possibility, which is a sort of a compromise approach. V'nira, the ira lo havi kli rishon v'lo kli sheni. It's neither a kli rishon nor a kli sheni. El mevashel kedei klipa. It cooks, a minimal surface amount, but it doesn't cook all the way through and through. So somewhere in between. So three opinions in Taisus: either it's a klisheni, or it's a kli rishon entirely, or it's cooks like a kli rishon, but only kedei klipa. How do we paskin on this issue? So you look in the Shulchan Aruch and Shin Yud Ches Sif Yud. The Shulchan Aruch says, "Also litein tavlin b'ka'ara. You're not allowed to place uncooked spices into a kli rishon, or laros aleihem mikli rishon. You can't even pour on it." From a kli rishon. So let's say a person cannot pour from a kli rishon onto a tea bag, without a doubt. No doubt, that's considered uncooked spices. We'll have to discuss tea next time. We'll spend the whole shiur discussing tea. But that's definitely not proper, because iroi, according to, it seems like according to the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch, iroi is mevashel at least kedei klipa, if not more. The Mishnah Berurah over there, Sivkana in Dalad, writes that after tavlin ain't mizbashu b'klisheni, and even though spices can't be cooked in a klisheni, mikomakam ha'iri mikli rishon kaimon dehu mevashu kedei klipa. We paskin that the iri is mevashu kedei klipa. Va'afilu b'diyevet osar. And it's even aser b'diyeved. So the chiddush of the Mishnah Berurah is, we're going to have to discuss what happens if you cook by accident on Shabbos. But we're going to see when we learn that the discussion at the beginning of Siman, I think it's Reishon and Gimel, Sif Aleph. So the Mishnah Berurah there has a rule that if something gets cooked by accident on Shabbos, but there's a machlekes hapoiskim, whether or not you violated an iser. Even though we're traditionally we're machmir on that, machlekes hapoiskim, whatever it might be, if there is a machlekes about it, we would say b'diyeved, the food is mutter. It could be mekel, since anyway it's a machlekes. So over here, the Mishnah Berurah says, v'afil b'diyeved aser. Here it's even aser b'diyeved. Meaning, this is not even a machlekes anymore. This issue has been resolved. We paskin that Iroi is mavashel k'dei klipa. That's how the Ramah paskins in Yerodea. That's how we paskin here. Iroi is mavashel k'dei klipa. So much so that it's not even a machlekes. It's not a suffix, even though there were three opinions of Taisus about it. It's not considered to be a machlekes hapaiskim. It's considered to be an issue that's resolved. And therefore, the food is even aser b'diyeved. Nesfishas HaShabbos and Ois Nun Ches disagrees with this Mishnah Berurah because he says, look, we have a machlekes harishonim. Perhaps all the Shulchan Aruch meant is we should be machmir. Doesn't mean that it's case closed, that we've resolved the issue. We paskin that it's mavashel k'dei klipa. Maybe we should assume that the issue is still an open issue and the issue has not been resolved. And therefore, b'diyeved, perhaps the food would be allowed. That's the argument of the Shvisas HaShamas, that the issue is not resolved, and we should allow the food. But the evidence disagrees with this Mishnah Berurah. Another difference will be, though, according to the Mishnah Berurah, let's say we paskin, according to the Mishnah Berurah, it's resolved, we paskin, iroi mavashel k'dei klipa. So perhaps that would work lekula as well, meaning we've resolved that we know it's not, that it's k'klisheni. It's certainly mavashel. And the Mishnah Berurah says that it's aser, but the evidence, we've resolved the issue, it's mavashel k'dei klipa. So if that's the case, maybe Lakula also, we could argue, the issue's been resolved, and we paskin, all it is Mavasho, is Kedei Klipa. So that's where the Shmir Shabbos Kochaza writes in the first parak in Ois Kufla Mites, that when a person is, let's say, heating up a baby bottle, we're going to discuss also in the context of tea, heating up other liquids on Shabbos. So how can you go about heating up a baby bottle on Shabbos? So the easiest way is to put the baby bottle in a cliche, and you get hot water from your Shabbos urn, put it in a bowl. I say this is traditionally what people do, and you put a bottle of the milk in the formula, whatever it is, in the bowl, which is a klisheni in mavasho. What about pouring hot water on top of the bottle? Can you pour directly from the Shabbos on top of the bottle? It'll get a little messy, but is that allowed? So Shmir Shabbos Kochasa says, yes, that's allowed. Why is that allowed? Because we paskin iroi klirishin is only mavashel k'dei klipa. We paskin that where the issue has been resolved. It's not an open debate anymore. We know that it's not like a klisheni. And so too, perhaps the issue has been resolved l'kula as well. We know that it's not mavashel k'dei kulo either. And since what is the surface over here is the baby bottles, the plastic, and not the milk, so iroi is mavashel k'dei klipa only, and not less, not more, and therefore one would be allowed to heat up a baby bottle in that direction. Rabbi Willig argued that if we accept the Shvisas HaShabbos, that the issue has not been resolved, and therefore that comes with a kula, b'diyeved, perhaps the food would be allowed if you did iroi. Some Rishonim held it was mavasho, it's not mavasho at all, it's like a klisheni. So if the issue is unresolved, it should be unresolved, not only a kula, it should be unresolved with chumrah. And therefore, you couldn't heat up a baby bottle in this fashion. We'd be chayshish for those Rishonim, for the Rabbeinu Shmuel, that it's mavashu k'dei kulon, not just k'dei klipa, and even though it's running over the baby bottle, we would have a, should be avoided. Yeah.
Similar to the baby bottle, because the baby bottle is being cooked, wouldn't that be the same by a tea bag?
Because there's a bag on the outside. Ah.
Perforated, goes through.
Yeah, but it goes through, yeah. Yeah. They're all perforated, all tea bag, otherwise it wouldn't work, yeah. I hear your point, though, but where the Shvisas HaShabbos says that the issue is not resolved l'kula, and it should not be resolved l'chumra either, and therefore, even if you accept the Shmir Shabbos, the Shmir Shabbos Kochasa argument only works with the Mishnah Berurah that the issue has been resolved. But if we're going to presume like the Shvisas HaShabbos, or at least be Cheshish Shvisas HaShabbos, that it hasn't been resolved, you have to be Cheshish l'kula, that if the Eved, maybe it would be allowed, and l'hachmir, that even if there's a bottle, or even if the surface is not something which is misbashel, like plastic, it would still be an issue. Because of this issue that, again, we're choshes, again, at least, we know, so things get cooked in a kli rishon for sure. Kli sheni ein mavasho, for now, that's for sure. What about, pouring out of a kli rishon? We had a three-way machlek sabishanim, and it sounds like in the Shulchan Aruch, we're either choshes l'chumra, or we are machria, the issue has been resolved, that iroi, a kli rishon, is mavasho, perhaps at least a kedei klipa. So because of that, when one is mixing water with one another, this issue becomes very relevant. The Gemara tells us over here in Daf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph the following rule. Hameicham shepineo, you have a hot pot which you remove from the flame. Lo yitem asechet zainen. Bishvil sheyachamu, you cannot put cold water in because the cold water is going to get heated. We know that. That's called klirishin. Klirishin is mavasho. Aval noisin hu lesechai or lesecha kais kedei lafshiron. So you can't put it in if it's going to get hot. You can put it in to cool it down. What does that mean? What's the difference if you put it in to heat it up or you put it in to cool it down? What difference does it make what you have in mind? So Amar Abai explains further, no hachi kamar. Hameicham shepineu, when you remove a kli rishon from the flame. V'yesh b'chamin and has hot water. Lo yitein l'secha mai mu'otim b'shvil sheyachamu. If you put in a little bit of water, your intention will be, and that's what the result will be, is that the little bit of water is going to become heated. And if you're going to put in a lot of water, so much that it won't heat up the cold water will turn out that it's going to cool down the hot water, and the entire mixture will be less than yatsa lettuce by, that's allowed. Okay, so first rule is, when we're discussing putting water into klirishin is mavasho, you're not allowed to put a little bit of cold water in, but a lot of cold water, that is allowed as long as at the end it will all be less than yatsa lettuce by. So Gemara continues. What about, okay, that's putting into a kli rishon. What about pouring from a kli rishon into a kli sheni? So that's what's discussed over here. Tana Rabbanan. Nois in Adam Chamin l'seich tzoinen. You can put Chamin into, you can put hot water into cold water. V'lo yat tzoinen l'seich ha-chamin. But you cannot put cold water into hot water. Divrei Beishamai. Beisilo oimrim. Either direction is mutter. Ben Chamin l'teich ha-tzoinen. Ben tzoinen l'teich ha-chamin mutter. What case are we discussing? Are we discussing a kli rishon? Are we discussing kli sheni? What's going on? So Tosfos explains the following. Tosfos explains that the two phrases over here, or the two clauses, are discussing two different cases. The first case that's debated between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is nice enough, or the first case that they discuss, where here they happen to both agree, is nice enough, Chamin l'seich l'tzeich hatzoinen. You can put hot water into cold water. Says Tosfos, that's even talking about putting from a kli rishon. I feel the kli rishon, the chamin l'teich tzoinen ein mavashel. The hot water into the cold water is not an issue. Kamosha Farish, as Tosfos is going to explain, v'loy tzoinen l'teich chamin. That second clause, that's discussing I feel the kli sheni. You can't put cold water into hot water. That's even referring to a kli sheni. That's Beis Shammai's opinion, the gozru, kli sheni of the kli rishon. If we're going to let people put cold water into hot water in a kli sheni, people might come to do that in a kli rishon, and that's not allowed. Ubeis Hillel de pligi, v'sharu tzayin l'teichamin, hainu davka, b'kli sheni. Okay, so when did Beis Hillel allow you to put cold water into hot water? That's only in a kli sheni. In a kli rishon, it cannot be allowed unless, as we mentioned, you put in so much cold water that overwhelms the hot water and the whole mixture becomes less than yatsa as well. So what is the only scenario where you could put cold water into a hot kli rishon? Is only if it's going to make the whole mixture less than yatsa as well, or we're not a kli rishon, we're talking about a kli sheni. Okay. But moving back to the first clause, which was what? There, Tosfos said, we're even discussing a kli rishon. You're allowed to, this Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel both agreed, you're allowed to take hot water from a kli rishon and pour it into a kli sheni. How could they both agree that that's allowed? We just finished discussing that we paskin, Iro is mavasho, at least kedei klipa. So, Sefrek Tosfos, three lines from the bottom. Mando, Amar Tatar Gavar, Nami Ha Mavasho, kedei klipa, Kamo Shafar Shel Kamon. So Tosfos says we're forced to say like Rabbeinu Tam. And when Yirik Moshe Amir Rabbeinu Tam, the Cham and L'Teich Tzaynin Mashma Shatzaynin Shomata Merubin. We're only discussing where the cold water in the bottom is going to be a lot. Oh, the cold water in the bottom is a lot. So then, even if you're pouring a little bit of hot water in and it's Mavashik Klipa, but the whole thing becomes mixed, And therefore, we don't say Iru is Mavashel Kedei Klipa, because the whole mixture, once again, is going to be less than Yatzel Eretzbo. So wherever the whole mixture at the end is going to be less than Yatzel Eretzbo, you could seem to mix water indiscriminately. You can put cold water into hot water into cold water. If the mixture is not going to be less than Yatzel Eretzbo, you cannot put cold water into hot water, and you cannot even pour hot water onto cold water, because we are paskin that Iroi is Mavashel. So that's what it says over here in the Shulchan Aruch. Basically, these rules: Shin Yud Chesif Yud Beis Meicham Shapina Mimenu Ma'im Chamin. You have a cleavation of hot water. Mutali say we tem l'seichel Ma'im Sonin Kedei LaHavshir. And the Ramah adds Merubin. Okay, so you're allowed to add a lot of cold water if in the end of the day it will be less than Yatzel Eretzbo. Umutali tzeik Ma'im Chamin l'teich Ma'im Sonin. You can even pour hot water into cold water. It's going to say Chamin v'hu shelo yeh b'cleavation. As long as it's not in a cleavation. And then the Ramah adds, even with regards to pouring, Mamai Marum and Kokach, Shi Yafshi Yizbashu, Rakshi Yafik Sinas, and a few, but Kurishan Shari Rakshi Yalaish. Okay. So basic rules. You can mix if in the end of the day, if either what, first of all, if you're doing with the Klisheni, or if in the end of the day it's going to be less than Yatzel Eretzbo, but if it's not going to be less than Yatzel Eretzbo, you can't pour cold water into hot water, into a hot cleavation. You can't even pour from a cleavation into cold water. If in the end of the day it's going to be more than Yatzel Eretzbo. And the Mishnah Berurah here explains if kan pei beis ve'im hachamim hem b'klivishon asa litzik b'seicham mayim tzoynenin. You can't pour cold water into hot water if it's in a klivishon. V'hu adin da asa laros meham l'seich mayim tzoynenin muwatim she'iz bashu al yadam. You can't pour in a majority of hot water from a klivishon because the klisheni, the water in the bottom, is going to get cooked. Iro is mavashel. Okay, so you cannot put a minority of water into a klivishon, cold water into a klivishon. You can't pour a majority from a klivishon that's hot onto cold water. The Bir Alokalo does bring up one sad the kula with regards to this second issue. Pouring a little bit of cold water into a hot cleavation, that there's no doubt. That's no way around that. Unless in the end of the day, as we said, it's going to be less than Yatzel Eretzbo. But what about pouring from a cleavation into a klisheni? So we said that's mutter if it's less than Yatzel Eretzbo. The mixture will be less than Yatzel Eretzbo. But if it's not, it's a problem. Iru is mavashel. The Bir Alokalo brings up a tzad the kula from the tour. He says, "I'm be Mishnah Berurah the Chamin l'seich tzaynin b'ina gamkim shu merubin. It's only allowed if you're going to pour from a kavishin into a klisheni. If in the end of the day the mixture be less than Yatzel Eretzbo, but taz kasev the das hatur lehakel bechamin l'teich tzaynin. No, you can pour always, no matter how much water you're pouring. You can pour into cold water. You can't put into a hot klisheni, but you can pour from the klisheni." Into cold, no matter how much it is, even if the mixture will be more than Yatzel Eretzbo. Why? Because in the end of the day, they're all going to become mixed. And where does the water end up getting cooked? Not in the air. Water can't get cooked in the air. It's only going to get cooked when it falls into the kli. When it falls into the kli, that's a klisheni already. So what are we concerned about? That's what he says. The Raj and the Ran are all makel. The Taimam, what is the reason? The Zelo Choshev Iroi. This is not Iroi. Because when you pour into liquid, see, if I pour hot water over uncooked solid item, yeah, that gets cooked by the water on the solid item. That's Iroi. Here, when it comes to liquids, you need the kli in order for the two items to get mixed. So they only get mixed in the klisheni. Klisheni, enema v'ashel. It says, V'tamim, the zevo chashav iroi, kemish v'sharvin, zebazel, memela chashav achamin, shenishbel, chachaysach hatzainen, k'klisheni. Ve'en yochol hatzainen, hamuach, l'zbasho le'achamin. Where are they going to get cooked? In the cup? The cup is already klisheni. So iroi is never a problem when it comes to liquids, because they all get mixed. Assuming you're pouring into cold water, yeah, they all get mixed, and it's all going to get cooked only in a klisheni, not in the iroi klivishon. When would iroi be an issue if you're pouring onto a salad item? We like spices. That's what the Shulchan Aruch discussed. That was where the iroi came out. Okay, so this shouldn't be done. You should only pour from a klivishon onto cold water if the whole mixture is going to be less than Yatzel Eretzbo, but there is a tzad l'kula. Perhaps, though, this tzad l'kula, if you're pouring onto liquids, and we shouldn't be concerned with iroi, will come up or be helpful in the situation that the Bir Halacha raises over here with regards to a tea essence. We're going to have to discuss again at length how to make tea on Shabbos, which is because it's representative of a lot of items. But not only, you know, you might say, well, I don't drink tea, so what does it matter to me? Tea is one of the classical cases. It's, you know, a test case for many issues of klisheni. But the way that the Mishnah Berurah recommends, we'll see, I hate to give away the ending, is to make tea on Shabbos, is to make what's known as tea essence, where you take a lot of tea bags, you soak them in water, and it's a really just kind of tea concentrate. And then you pour that tea concentrate, you know, mix it with hot water on Shabbos in a klisheni. That he thinks is preferable than using a tea bag with royal tea leaves. Okay, so you soak the tea in the water before Shabbos, makes like a tea concentrate, then you mix it with hot water on Shabbos. But how are you going to mix your tea essence with hot water on Shabbos? So you can't put the tea essence into a kli rishon. That's for sure, because this is cold water. The kli rishon is hot kli rishon, and we paskin yesh bisho achav bisho b'davalach. Once your tea essence has cooled off, it's going to get reheated by the kli rishon. That's going to be a problem, unless you have hot tea essence. Okay, hot tea essence, you're already in a different madrega than we're discussing. Cold tea essence is going to put into a hot kli rishon. It's going to be a problem. Okay, so I'll put my tea essence in the cup first. Then I'll pour from the Shabbos and on top of the cold tea essence. Yeah, but Eroi is Mavashel, we said. Yeah, but Eroi is only Mavashel. That's this Shaila. So Eroi is Mavashel when you pour into a solid item. What if I pour into a liquid where they're only going to get cooked in a klisheni? That's the Shaila that the Bialocha is discussing. The Bialocha says we're not going to be makel generally for that. But over here, we're already dealing with a machlokes, whether yesh bishalach bishul b'davalach or ain bishalach bishul b'davalach. This tea essence has already been cooked once. So even though we're machmir, if it's nistan l'gamri, that you shouldn't heat it up again, that was, you know, we can't forget about the fact that it was already machlokes. So we're doing kind of fake over here. So that's why the Mishnah Berurah writes, the Bir Halacha writes, I think he's quoting from the Beis Meir, Masha noyge nami hakim b'mashke kofe v'tea, shemavash from kodim Shabbos mat maimim kofe v'tea, but oven shul chazak ma'oid, a concentrate, b'talmo. You're going to pour hot water on it from a kli rishon. That hold ain bishlach a bishul b'davalach. But that's a rajbu. He made this fear of the afbalach and istan and ain bishlach a bishul. Lachen ain limchos biyad acherim ha'isim. Therefore, don't make a macha against those who do this, because you have two tzadim lakula. Number one, the tour. That Eroi is only Mavashal and Sal, not when it comes to liquids that are only getting mixed in a cliche. And number two, that perhaps Ein Bishalach HaBishu B'davalach. Then he says a Baal Nefesh shouldn't rely on this, but you don't have to make an issue out of it. Okay, so the basic rule is, Kli Rishon is Mavashal, and that's the pot that was on the fire. Klisheni is not Mavashal, that's the pot that was not on the fire, and you know, the first pot that it comes into is not on the fire. And then Eroi Kli Rishon, we said, we are Machmer, that it is Mavashal. What exactly, though, is the definition, precisely, of a kli rishon? It's a little bit more complex than we've been presenting it until now. The Shulchan Aruch writes over here, Shin Yud Ches Sif Tezvav, kli rishon, afil la'achar she'eviro me'al ha'esh mevashel. Even after, this again, the Rama explains, is the kli that you cooked it in, even after you remove it from the flame, it's still mevashel. The truth of the matter is, the Ran in Misach LaShabbos quotes from Yushalmi, that once you remove it from the flame, it's no longer kli rishon. It's a kli rishon when it's on the flame. Once it's removed from the flame, it's no longer a kli rishon. So if you walk around with, a soup pot serving soup, so the pot, once you remove it from the flame, is already a kli rishon. We don't pass like that. That's why the Shulchan Aruch goes out of his way to explain this to you, to explain that we don't pass like Yushalmi. Even after you remove it from the flame, it's still considered to be a kli rishon. Kol zman sheyaseh lerizbo. As long as it's still hot. However, it sounds like from here, let's say I have a Shabbos urn. So what's the kli rishon in the Shabbos urn? The Shabbos urn. Let's say I pour out of the Shabbos urn into a teacup. What's the teacup? Teacup is kli sheni. That's what we would have said. If I have a teapot, you know, the old Whistler teapots, and I go around with it, that's a kli rishon. And when I pour into the teacup, that's a kli sheni. All right. We would have thought those two are the same. However, there's a diuk from Rashi that perhaps he disagrees. Because the Gemara says in Masech the Shabbos, the following ma'aseh. So, Amar Yitzchak bar Abdimi, Pam achas nechnasti achar Rebbe lebeis hamerchatz. I once walked after Rebbe into the Beis Hamerchatz. Ain't a bayshan loymed. Ubikashi laniach lo pach shel shemen bambati. I offered to put up a hot oil for him in the bath. Va'amali, he told me, don't put the oil in the meat to heat it up, and then he was going to anoint him with the oil. Va'amali, tov b'klisheni, don't put it in the bath itself, put it in a klisheni. Vitain, and then put the oil in there. So Shema Mino Tlas, the Gemara derives from here three rules. Number one, Shema Mino Yeh Shemen Yeh Bo Mishum Bishul. That was a discussion in the Gemara. Can oil be cooked like water? And you see from here that oil does get cooked. That's why he told him put it in a klisheni. Vishma Mino Klisheni Enum Avashel. We see from here that in a klisheni Enum Avashel. We already, you know, we saw that earlier from the Mishnah. The Gemara derives it from this mice as well. Vishma Mino Hev Sheiro Zehu Bishulon. We see from here as well that what is considered cooking when it comes to oil is the fact that it gets liquefied. That's considered cooking. It doesn't have to become boiling. Already when it becomes liquefied, that's considered as if it's cooking. Hefshero zehu bishulo. So Rashi writes in that Gemara, sheyitztanenu ha'ma'at. So why did he tell him to put it in a klisheni? What is he bathing in? What's he bathing in? I would have said it must be he's bathing in the klirishin, the pot that was either on the fire or was on the fire. Or, you know, there's a fire somewhere underneath the bath. So Rashi says, Sheistanuma to klisheni and amavasho, ve'achakach ten hapach l'seich oisa klisheni, take the flask of oil and put it in a klisheni, da'ach ambati shachamen nimshachin lo min amayin, chashiv lo keklirishin shenir techbo. No, this, he's not bathing in a klirishin. He's bathing in a klirishin that is in a bath that's attached, you know, there's hot water coming from the heat source, but that's, you know, far away. But it's flowing into this place. Nonetheless, this is still considered to be a klirishin. That's why it tells me you have to put in a second cup in order to make it into a klisheni. Even though there's no fire directly under the bath, it's far away. Since the water is coming from the kli that's on top of the esh, this is considered to be a satellite, you know, also considered to be part of the klirishin. That's the same, it's equivalent of the klirishin. Even though it's not right on top of the fire, it's still considered to be a klirishin, that's mavasho. So the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa in Ois Kuf Chav Beis, Perak Aleph, quotes there from the Chazon Ish, that you see from this Rashi, that any water that's derived, anytime you take water out of a klirishin or flows from a klirishin into a klisheni or into another cup, if you took it out of a klirishin that's al gabi or esh, that cup is also considered to be a satellite of the klirishin and continues to have the status of a klirishin. So lumashal, if I take water out of a Shabbos urn, that's like water flowing from the kli that was al gabi or esh into this cup, the cup now remains a klirishin. You want to make it into a klisheni, which with all the kulas that that entails, you have to then pour it into another cup. So what we colloquially call a klishishi, according to this Rashi, will only be a klisheni. What we call klisheni will be a klirishin. Only if you took it out of a Shabbos urn, which is on the fire. If I have the roaming Whistler teapot that I can remove from the flame, I pick it up off the flame, pour it into a teacup, that everyone agrees. Because there, it's not on the fire. But if you take water out of a kli that's on the fire, I take it out while it's on the fire, that's considered to be a satellite of the you know, the kli that's on the fire, and this also has the status of a klirishin. The truth of the matter is, the Trumas Hadeshan and Siman Kuf Pei Aleph argues that perhaps Rashi is only discussing a satellite which remains attached to the klirishin. Here you have a bath. The bath is attached, still there's flowing water from wherever the heat source is to this bath. So that remains a satellite of the klirishin. Okay, I get that. But if I take water out, you know, and now it's no longer attached to the heat source, who's to say that that, you know, we don't necessarily see from Rashi that that will continue to have the status of a klirishin. But that was the chumra they quote from the Chazon Ish. I'll tell you, most contemporary Hilchos Shabbos Sfarim, you know, the Kitzur Sfarim, it doesn't even make the, you know, this is not make the cut to get into this chumra of the Chazon Ish. But it is an interesting diuk from Rashi. However, I think we could be doyech of the diuk that perhaps it's only discussing where the klirishin continues to be attached, where the kli continues to be attached to the fire, to the heat source. But over here, where it's detached from the heat source, I think that the mug that you remove the water from the Shabbos urn will probably be a kli sheni, and that's the way most were treated. Why is it though that kli sheni and a mavash? Okay, returning to the rule that we began with, klirishin, that's the kli. that what you cooked in that was on the fire, that's mavasho. Even if you remove it from the flame, we paskin, it maintains its status of a klivishin. And if you put uncooked items into it, you can be chayav for bishul. Irois klivishin, we have to be chayav shesh irois mavasho as well, unless you're putting into liquids. We discussed the heterim there. But klisheni is eino mavasho. That's a rule that we had twice. Why is klisheni eino mavasho? And the truth of the matter is, we see that it is mavasho. What's the definition of bishul when it comes to liquids? Is, as we explained yesterday, is yad seledes boy. It becomes hot. If you put cold water even into a hot klisheni, will the water become yad seledes boy? Undoubtedly, yes. So why are you not chayav for bishul? It does get hot. What do you mean klisheni eino mavasho? It is mavasho. We see it gets hot. That's Tosis Kash over here. So Tosis asks in the Gemara Masechet the Shabbos Mem Mabeis Tema. My shna klirishin mi klisheni mi klirishin. Is this halacha l'moshe misina here? Why is klisheni ena mavasho? We see it as mavasho. Di yatze ledes afiu klisheni nami. If it depends on all becoming yatze ledes, we see a klisheni can become yatze ledes or make liquids yatze ledes. Vi ein yatze ledes afiu klirishin nami ena mavasho. If it's not yatze ledes, klirishin is also not mavasho. Less than yatze ledes boy. So what difference does it make klirishin klisheni vi yesh loymar? Since the klivishim was on top of the fire, its walls are hot and they retain heat. And therefore, as long as it's yatsagadis boy, we're afraid that the water inside of it can become cooked. But a klisheni, even though the walls are hot, mutter. I'm sorry, even though the water inside of it is hot mutter, she'ein doif nois of chamin, v'hoylechum iskarer. Its walls are not hot, and therefore it will not retain heat, and will get colder quicker. Yeah, what is that? But still, we see that it cooks. He explained one distinction. It sounds like the distinction is, you know, does it have hot walls? Does it not have hot walls? Well, I don't know, you know, where are we going with that? Either way, we see that the water gets cooked. What's going on? How can this be allowed? So the Arsameach explains in this Taisvis, others have a similar explanation, perhaps phrased somewhat differently, and that is the following. And I explain what Taisvis means over here, that the walls are hot. What it means is that the walls of the Klirishin were heated by what? Were heated by the fire. So it has a connection with the fire. Therefore, even if I remove it from the flame, whatever I put in it is considered as if it was cooked by the fire. Because the walls are hot. What are they hot from? The fire. The walls of the klisheni, what heats the walls of the klisheni, even if they are hot? Meaning, what cooks, what causes the cooking over here in this klisheni? Not the walls from the fire. Even if stuff does get cooked, what causes the cooking? The hot water. The hot water was never cooked directly by the fire. The hot water was cooked by the hot, you know, the heat gets transferred, of course, conducted. But it gets cooked by the walls that were heated by the fire. So if I later cook in this water, that loses, it's not considered, it's not the equivalent of being cooked in the fire, because this water never had a direct relation with the fire to begin with. It only had a relation with the fire by virtue of the fact that it was in the hot walls of the klirishin that was heated by the fire. So this is too far removed, the kind of koicha, if you will. It's too far removed to retain its relationship with the fire. Since the walls are not hot from the fire, it's lost its relationship with the fire, and therefore, it's as if you're not even cooking in the fire. It's the equivalent of cooking where? Without a fire, what do we call that? If you're not cooking in a fire? It's like Bishul B'chama. It's like cooking in the sun. It doesn't have a relationship with the fire. And Bishul B'chama is allowed. Ain't derech Bishul B'kach. We discussed at length. It's not the way. It's only, you know, it's, as we, homachlek is about what that means. But it has no relationship with the fire anymore because it's too far removed. And therefore, it's mutter on Shabbos. Just like Bishul B'chama, one is allowed to cook in the sun on Shabbos, so too one be allowed to cook here because there's no fire or lost its connection with the fire. And it's just like Bishul B'chama is ein derech Bishul B'kach, so too cooking in a klisheni is ein derech Bishul B'kach. So for that reason, the Mishnah Berurah has a following discussion. Shin Yud Ches of Kam Pei Zayin, he quotes here from the Taz. He says, what's considered to be a klisheni? So we know a klisheni is the first kli it comes into. That was not the kli that it was cooked in, it was the kli that was on the fire. So what about a ladle? What is the status of your soup bowl? Is your soup bowl If you're assuming your soup was taken with a ladle out of the larger soup pot, which was on the fire, you know about the kobo, so you take it off the fire to serve the soup, and then you use a ladle to take from the ladle to put into the soup bowl. What is the status of the soup bowl? Is that, so we would have said, well, it's a klishlishi. I have to discuss if there is such a thing, but a klishlishi. Why, what's the klisheni? The ladle. Ladle's a klisheni. That was the first utensil it comes into that wasn't on the fire. And now I put it into the soup bowl. Soup bowl should be a klishlishi, which will have make certain differences. However, the Mishaburiya quotes from the Taz, Avalim shaya b'kli reikon, shin yudches of kompei zayin, mitach kli rishon, yesh aymer, the dino kli rishon, no! The ladle retains the status of a kli rishon. Ubefrat, imeshara kli reikon b'seicha, ad shamala resicha, vadei mikri kli rishon. If I left it in the soup pot so long that it becomes hot, the ladle is a klishen, and therefore your soup bowl is only a klisheni. You might have certain chumras because of the fact that it's only a klisheni as opposed to a klishlishi. So that's the chumra of the Taz. Why should we machmer on the ladle? Even if you left it in the soup till it became hot, so it has hot walls, why should we be machmer? It's still a klisheni. All klisheni cooks. Every klisheni cooks. So what difference does it make that this ladle got hot? Anything you put in a klisheni is going to get hot. We know that happens. So Chazanish explains, it's in Mekuf Chavbeza, it's Gimel. No, we're referring to the fact or only a time when you left the ladle in the soup while it was on the fire. Now the ladle has its own direct relationship with the flame. Oh, so its walls were not heated by the soup after it was removed from the fire. That's too far removed to consider to have a relationship with the fire. Here it was placed in the soup while it was on the fire. So that was heated by the fire. That continues to have the status of a kli rishon. Only while it's on the fire. So therefore, if you're only going to serve the soup after you move from the flame, you're only going to put the ladle in after you move the flame. Everyone would agree there that the ladle is the status of klisheni, even if the ladle gets hot. So there would be no reason to assume that your soup bowl, assuming you serve soup in the way we described, would have the status of a klisheni, your soup bowl would have the status of a klishishi, as long as the ladle was only placed in after it was removed from the fire. Well, let's say, or a similar case, caterer is always concerned that when they serve soup, if you've ever been to a meal Friday night that was served by a caterer, the soup is always cold. Why is the soup always cold? Inevitably cold. It's not the fault of the caterer. It's because of Tysus. Tysus fault. Why? Because the soup is taken out of a big soup pot and put into these soup tureens where they walk around serving the soup. The soup tureens are what? A klisheni, which means doifnois of makaros. They're cold. So since you take, even though the soup might have been piping hot initially, let's give the caterer the benefit of the doubt, right? It was hot, but you put it into a klisheni, of course now it's cold. It has to be cold. So caterers came up with a certain suggestion, an idea. I found, what should we do? Let's put the soup tureens in the oven and have hot soup tureens. So when you put the soup into it, it will remain hot. So Salvechik once commented, if you do that, then your soup tureen is no longer klisheni. Now the soup tureen becomes a klishen. Even though that was not the pot that the soup was cooked in. Wasn't the pot that the soup was cooked in. So it's a weird kind of klishen. Typically, a klishen is the pot that this food was cooked in, even after it's removed from the flame. Here, Salvechik argued, since the walls are hot, because of their own direct relationship with the flame, even though it wasn't in conjunction with the soup, since you later put the soup in, and that was from a klishen, this also is a klishen, by virtue of its own connection with the flame, so then the soup pot will no longer be a klishen. That soup tureen, the soup tureen would have the status of a klishen. Another, perhaps, because of this understanding of Tysus and having a direct relationship with the flame versus an indirect relationship with the flame, then, and then have been the equivalent of Bishul Bechama, so Mishnah Berurah brings up a Chumrah, which appears in Yerodeh as well, about a Dover Gush, a solid item. Mishnah Berurah writes in Shin Yerches of Kon Samachay, about Klisheni, Mutter Losseis Tavlin, Afil Yatzar Edesbo. If you're dealing with a Klisheni, you can put spices into it. Klisheni Enum Avashul, Deim is Bashul Shom. But ve'imunach b'klisheni davar gush. If you have inside of the klisheni a solid food item, hot schnitzel, hot piece of potato kugel, Shayad Saletis Bo Yesh Lizoya. You shouldn't put uncooked spices. The Yesh Paitzim Shesayrim, the Dover Gush, Kozman Shayad Saletis Bo Dino Kaklivishin. This is the Marshal. Some held that a Dover Gush is always treated as a Klivishin. The Ramah in Yeradeo rejects this Chumrah. Simon Zadi Dalits of Zahin. That's known as the Chumrah of the Marshal. Why should it be Machmer by a Dover Gush? So perhaps it's because a Dover Gush doesn't need a pot in the same way that a liquid does. See, a liquid gets hot in a pot because it needs the pot. So the pot serves a critical role. So when the Dover Gush gets hot, it gets hot because it's sitting in the pot, and then the pot heats the Dover Gush, heats the liquid. So if I put the liquid in a kli sheni, the liquid, in another kli, the liquid is not considered to have its own direct relation with the fire because it can't sit on top of the fire unless it first has a pot there. A Dover Gush, a solid item, could have its own relation with the fire. The pot really doesn't serve as integral, as indispensable a role as it does by the liquids. Liquids can't sit on top of the fire on their own. So it only has a relation with the fire through the pot. So I put another pot, that's a cliche, because it no longer has a relation with the fire. It's like Bishul Bahama. However, a Dover Gush could have had its own relation with the fire. The pot really doesn't play as big of a role. So perhaps that's why the Marshal argued, even if I later on put in a cliche, this schnitzel has its own relation with the fire. He didn't need the pot. To hold it, to give it, to be shaped by the contours of the pot. We could have, had its own integrity. So it could have stood on its own on top of the flame, and therefore perhaps it maintain, creates its own relationship with the fire. And even if you later on put in a kli sheni, perhaps we should treat it as a traveling kli rishon. The Ramah rejects it, but it's treated as a kind of, as a chumrah. Should try and avoid it. But me'ikra adin were meiko. Because of this understanding of kli sheni, that why is kli sheni in a mavasho? Yeah. It means if you have any other tzadim lakula, be megal. So.
But then, like pouring spices on it, let's say certain spices are not.
Shouldn't really put uncooked spices on a hot davar gush. Mishnah Berurah mentions it. Where does the Mishnah Berurah conclude? Yesh lizar b'zeh. So it's a Yesh Lizoya. If you did it, certainly, the evidence okay. And we treat it as a chumrah. It's a good thing to be machmer for, but if I see someone doing it, look, the Ramah's meiko, you don't have to make a big macha about it. Because of this line of understanding of Taisvis, what is the reason of Klisheni Eidem Avashel? It's not because things don't really get cooked. We know they get cooked. The water becomes Yasser Lettuce Boy. It's rather because it doesn't have its own direct relation with the fire, and therefore it's the equivalent of Bishul Bechama, which is Mutar on Shabbos, just like Bishul Bechama is Ein Derech Bishul Bekach, so over here, Ein Derech Bishul Bekach. Because it doesn't have its own direct relation with the fire. It's like cooking without a fire. The Kli had a relation with the fire, but not the water, only by definition of the Kli. So therefore, Kli Sheni and Mavasho. So for that reason, the Chazanish has a difficult time with the Chumrah of the Chayyodom. Yet the look back at the Gemara, on Daf, where was it? Gimel, Ois Gimel. Daf Menbezim et Aleph. The Gemara says in the fourth line, Bamed var mamurim, when can you put cold water into a hot kli sheni? Because, if it's a kli sheni. Aval ba'ambati chamin l'toich tzaynin v'lo tzaynin l'toich hachamin. If it's a bath, then no. So if it's a cup, that's a kli sheni, yes. If it's a bath, then no. What type of bath are we talking about? The bath is a klivishin? There's a fire underneath the bath? What kind of bath are we talking about? So Taisus writes later on, Oisir Aleph. Taisus says, the Gemara didn't say we're talking about a kedera. We're talking about a bath. Bath is typically is a klisheni. The klisheni ayri. V'azi leflugi the klisheni ben koishu l'sishia lambati. Yes, you can put cold water into a hot kois, which is a klisheni, but not a bath. Lefisha chamin adover harbe, v'ika lemigzar, that royos and chamin, kokach sarve the klivishinu. People are going to see steaming water baths are typically very hot. So a person puts cold water into it, they're going to think you could put cold water into any hot water. And the truth of the matter is you can't. It's only because it's a klisheni, but people will be confused because baths are very hot. And therefore, they were geyser that you shouldn't put cold water into a hot bath, even though the hot bath is a klisheni. That's how Taisir understood it. However, if you look at the Rambam, The Rambam seems to have understood this fundamental grounds. Shere mechamim harbe, says the Rambam, because it's very hot. Sounds like, when is a klisheni not mevashel? If it's medium hot. If it's very hot, we have to be chayshish, klisheni is mevashel. Shalok of yashin yirches sifir aleph. Shulchan Aruch says, Ambati, shomercha shimalei amayim, chamin, you have a bath which is full of hot water. Says the Rambam, avo pishi klisheni. Even though it's a klisheni, you can't put in cold water because it's going to get very hot. Tosis would say that's exera because people will become confused. The Rambam seems to have understood that on a fundamental ground. So therefore, the Mishnah Berurah quotes in the Chai Adam, working off the similar lines as the Rambam. When is water in a klisheni not mevasho? If it's yad segredes boy, your hand would recoil. If it's yad nichves boy, your hand will become burned. Lukuyama mevasho afil b'klisheni. There it's mevasho, even though it's in a klisheni. That's the chum of the Chai Adam. Klisheni, if it's Yad Nichves Boy, it is Mavashal. And this has made it into all the contemporary Hilchos Shabbos farm. You look around. However, many did not accept this chumra. The Chazanish argues. He said, we know Klisheni cooks. We know it cooks. What the heter of Klisheni is because it doesn't have a direct relation with the fire. This is told us the walls aren't hot from the flame. They're hot from the water. It doesn't have a direct relation with the fire. So it's the equivalent of Bishol Bechaba, cooking without fire. The water is hot, but only hot because of the pot. The pot of a klisheni, the walls of the klisheni never were heated by the flame. So therefore, it doesn't have a relation with the fire. It's ain't derech bishul b'kach. Just like cooking in the sun is ain't derech bishul b'kach. There's no flame here. So there's the chazanish. Mikomokom kashu lahakav yisr shabbos lefiz enough of b'bira. Het the klisheni. If you're going to say the chai olam, then we're distinguishing between hot and very hot. So the whole het of klisheni is enough of b'bira. It's very difficult to differentiate between the two. Therefore, the Chazanish claims there's no chumra. We don't have to accept the chumra of the Chai Adam. It's not mentioned by the later Paiskim. The Shvisa Shabbos also disagrees with this chumra of the Chai Adam, that even if it's Yad Nichves Boy, we would still say Klisheni Einu Mevasho. It doesn't work with the explanations for why Klisheni is not. If the problem is we know things get cooked in a Klisheni, that's not the issue. So therefore, the chumra of the Chai Adam is difficult to accept. But 1 minute, but the Chai Adam had a raya to his approach. What's his raya? His raya is the bath. Yeah, what do you want to say?
I was going to say that maybe the Rambam's disagreeing with Tosfos. It's not a function of the Makaros. This is an actual function of what's hot and what's not.
But then you have Tosfos Kasha, which we don't want to get back into that. Out of the pot into the fire, we don't want to get back into. Well, then, why is klisheni and mavasho if it's yad segredes boy? If you're going to say whenever things get cooked in a klisheni, you're chayev for cooking, doesn't matter, and therefore yad nichves bo, you're chayev. Yeah. So then, why if it's yad segredes bo, you're not chayev? Because it's only momentary; it just doesn't last. I mean, you're going to have to come up with something, but we don't find other explanations. We shine them, and they're not going to be as satisfactory as.
How do you explain the Rambam's comment of it's super hot?
So we have to get back. So what about the raya of the Chai Adam? The Chai Adam had a raya from the bathhouse. So we could say like Tosfos, why can't you put cold water into a hot bath and say because this was a gzeira? I mean, the Rabbanim, people are going to get confused. However, the Rashba is a different explanation. Look at the Rashba. Rashba says over here, Ois Tezvav and Ag Gemara. That you can't put cold water into an ambati, the afal pishu klisheni, uba alma inu mevashel, hacha shiny. Here it's different. Lefisha darkon lechamimon yoyser midai. It just adds that word of darkon. It's the way to heat it more. The mayim shebesefo ein an chamim kokach, veino akiba. Okay. Then he said, yeah, because you mix cold water into the bath to heat it up. So Rabbi Eider, in his Sefer in Hilchos Shabbos, explains this Rashba a little bit more. He explains that we think, working off a similar line of explanation we had in Tosfos, that why is it the klisheni is in a mavashel? Because the walls weren't heated by the fire, like a klivishim, which was heated by the fire. What cooks in a klisheni is the water. The water didn't have a direct relationship with the fire, so it's the equivalent of cooking in the sun, which is ein derech bishul b'kach. It's not the normal way to cook in sun without a fire. However, if you remember, Rav Moshe explained what Rashi mean by ein derech bishul b'kach when it came to bishul b'chama, is that it literally is, it's not the normal, typical cooking. But if cooking without a flame would become normal and typical, you would be chayav in Shabbos. That's where Moshe argued, a microwave, sous vide, if that becomes a normal way of cooking, according to Rabbi Moshe, according to Rabbi Chanan, this changes in every generation, every time. There could be items that it's normal to cook without a flame, and therefore you would be chayiv. So working off a similar line of argument, Rabbi Eider claims that perhaps if we're, the whole reason that Kushenim Mavashal is like, because it's the equivalent of cooking in the sun, it doesn't have the recreation for the fire, so it's as if there's no fire here. And the whole reason why cooking in the sun is mutter is because ain't derech bishul b'kach, so to klisheni, why is it permitted? Because ain't derech bishul b'kach. Nobody cooks in a klisheni. You know why nobody cooks in a klisheni? Because the walls are cold, the caterer, the soup, everything's freezing. But there might be certain times where it's normal to cook in a klisheni. And just like Rav Moshe told us, if a person has a normal way of cooking in the sun, he could be chayev like the microwave, if that's normal. So too, if you have the normal way is to cook in a klisheni, so then you could be chayev. So Rav Eider claims that's the pshat over here with regards to the bathhouse, the bath. The bath, the normal way is to take cold water in to put into the bath, not to cool down the bath. What do you have in mind when you put the cold water in? To heat up the cold water. And that's the way baths are made. It's normal to do that in a bath. So since it's normal to do that in a bath, because Mechamim and Harbein is not going to be cooled off by this little bit of cold water, it's darken bekach. It's normal to cook in this setting in a klisheni, and therefore be a problem. So right to Be'yada, Nir Bazel, Pimash Kaz B'Taisvis, the Kivishin Kevin Shadoif Nois Echamin, Mois Echayim, since it has a relation with the fire, that's like a normal bishul, it's derech bishul bekach. So just like the way we explain, according to Tosis, it doesn't have a direct relation with the fire, it's equivalent to bishul bekach. Bishul bekach is because ain't derech bishul bekach. Here, and by klisheni also ain't derech bishul bekach rach levasher. So, but over here, just like Rav Moshe said, that could change, in time and place. So too, perhaps that could change with regard to the bath. And since it's normal to heat up cold water in a bath, because Mechamim and Harbei, that's why you're chayiv. But perhaps there's no distinction then between Yad Nichvis Bo, Yad Seledes Bo. This is local to a bath. Because we're going to see, foreshadowing maybe some to next time, there might be other items which it's normal to cook in a klisheni. And that might present us with certain problems. We're going to accept this line of reasoning that might perhaps present us with other problems in the future. Okay.